Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Crystal, and I'm here with this guy, Mike Moss. He's not gonna introduce himself.
What's up, y'all? Mike Moss.
Anyway, thank y'all for rocking with us all 2022. Today we have something special for y'all. We're gonna show you our top 10 clips from this year. Check it out.
Countdown number 10.
Refresh, like Chris, he really celebrating some big things this year.
You mean aside from the part that we outside and it's beautiful weather?
Oh, yeah, I mean, think about it. Just take a look. You know, one of the best compliments that I see along this podcast is, man, that's a nice green screen. Like,
right.
do y'all know how dope that is? When somebody shouts you out and be like, man, like, where'd y'all get that visual from? And I was just like, I don't know if Jeremy thought of it, Tracy, but God did. God did. Huh? What you mean?
Oh my God.
Just, it's a vibe. Number 9.
When I try to tell people about how dope it is and people try to talk me out of being so invested into next level, they just like, well, Mike, just don't forget. You got benefits here. Like, and you're able to do some things that I'm just like, it's not close.
This has a cap on it.
It's not close. It's the difference between comparing what you can imagine and what you can't. That's the difference.
On one side, you know what you're getting.
Between one, you can see the best of what you've experienced.
Right.
I see the best of what I've never dreamed.
Exactly.
Like, it does not compare, yes. Y'all. Like, yes. It don't compare. Like, yes, I've been all over the world, but it does not equate to what I experienced watching my father give his life to God through my big brother. I'm watching the people that I love most, God connect them in one circle. Do y'all know how hard it is when you are truly called to do something and the people that you love don't attach themselves to it? And know that you're going to have to separate yourself from people that you care about most.
Yes.
And then God is like, Mike, I meant for all of y'all to be together still. He puts me in an Abraham mindset of being willing to release myself from even family members that aren't willing to walk in his light. And then God is like, I appreciate you trusting me with that. Come back together. I meant for y'all to always be together. Nobody will ever understand that. There's no trip to Rome or Italy or to Africa that's going to ever change that mindset. God said he will give you the desires of your heart. So when people try to speak through me, through flexing and flossing, it don't equate. Because only God knows what I begged and pleaded for. He only knows. Ooh. So for people that are joining Next Level or being a part of our family, the reason why we love on y'all so much from day one, and it comes off weird, is because I see that God is about to do something for you that we don't even know.
Right.
You showing up, you had to fight something to get here.
Yeah.
You listening to this podcast, right. You had a different distraction and you decided to listen to this. You decided to put this off. You don't have
those.
We don't have the views that somebody else has yet. But we know what we're saying is powerful. But I had to get into a spirit to understand that the lower the numbers are, it's a reason. It's because it's only a few people in the world who are willing to be uncomfortable to get what God got for them. Everybody else want to be entertained.
Now, Mike, you said God giving you the desire of your heart. Can you talk about last season, you said, I never want to experience this again without my mom.
Yes.
I feel like if I can't be in this situation, like, I feel like the reason why I don't want to grow is because my mom can't come with me.
Oh,
Crystal.
Fast forward to where you are now. Your mama was there. She did come with you. She is a part of this now.
And more. And more. Like, my mom wanted to be a part of Speakers Academy because her gift is speaking. Jeremy even said on camera, he's like, bro, your mama good.
She
got her in immediately. But my thing is that
Man, Crystal, why would you do that?
What my thing is that I didn't understand. The guy was just like, Mike, not just your mom. Your relationship with your dad is frisky. Mm. Like, your relationship with your dad got static. Mm. I'm about to bond everything that you think is undone. I'm about to bring all this together. That's why when I see my pops breaking down, I break down. Mm. That's why. Because God was thinking about things I wasn't even courageous enough to pray for. Mm. I'm like, God, you know what? I know you're powerful, but I got spiritual amnesia. Even though you've done things I never thought you'd do before, I know this in the relationship you may not be able to salvage. God is like, what? Bro, do you know who I am? Are you going to surrender? If you surrender to me, I would do everything that I meant to do.
Everything.
And so seeing this take place so much, I cannot do anything except for move in a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of sacrifice, a spirit of willingness to do whatever it is God calls me to do, regardless of who it makes sense to. I am excited to look stupid to people who don't understand what God has called me to do.
Because you like, hey, I know what I've been praying for.
That's it.
I know what I've been needing. I know what I've been expecting. Mm. So you say what you want to say, but God know what this thing looks
That's
like.
It.
And I'm willing to go with the road less traveled than what I know this guaranteed here, because it's endless possibilities that over part, on this end.
That part. Confidence, yes. Man. Like you said before.
Number 8.
Fist fry. We was just chilling.
Yes. She was sunbathing out there?
In the jacuzzi.
Oh, in your next in level stop?
In the
jacuzzi. Was she stretching?
No, no.
Auntie. You know what? Let me
shout out to her husband. God bless the marriage. Right. Listen, because marriage is a beautiful thing. If God got that for me someday, I just want to tell you thank you.
So whatever, I remember the conversation we had, and man, I cannot even begin to tell y'all how much of a godsend, Leslie, you are to us, right? Because you know, it's not many people we trust. We want to, but we have been let down too many times, and so. But we knew with you, we was like, man, when she really sink her teeth in, you didn't know much about the curriculum, social emotional learning. You just knew what you wish you had, what your kids had, and just really believed. So long story short, because I'm about to give it to you, I asked my cousin to come in and take over our next level students curriculum company. And she is just taking it and ran with it. So you can just speak from the heart, tell them, I'll just let you kind of share from there.
Yes, just to piggyback off of what you said, Jay, about coming in brand new, about social emotional learning, and just having the opportunity to just dive in to get an understanding and to come to the realization that every single student, teacher in America, adults, we all need this essential tool. So you ask about curriculum. Curriculum basically is a learning tool, right? It's a set or series of information that enables you to gain knowledge. And hopefully, if it's a great curriculum, you not only gain knowledge, you're motivated, as well as it offers you an opportunity for implementation. Mm-hmm. Like, you get a chance to apply these skills. So that's, in a nutshell, what curriculum is. But social-emotional learning is a whole nother gambit. We do it. We utilize it. We need it every single day. And, you know, back in the day, it was something that we were all taught at home. We were all taught these skills at home, the skills that allow us and afford us to be successful at challenges, successful at competition, successful at things that we don't naturally have the gift to excel in, right? Yeah. Endurance, resilience.
Number 7.
Crystal, the thing for me that enhances this is that it appears almost that God is requesting all of what he gave you, though. Like, why come God ain't asking us for a little bit so that we got something to work with? It's almost like for people that he's really trying to enlarge their territory or really trying to take to the next level and give them a double portion or bless them abundantly, more than what they could even ask or think. It's almost like he's like, okay, I need all of that
you may be comfortable with right now. All of those things that I just gave you, to the point that the average listener may listen and be like, well, that's unnecessary.
Or that ain't God.
That's not God. I want people to understand that God doesn't deal in practicality. So in you trying to use your understanding, which you, yes, you have a couple years of experience. You've been living for 25, 30 years. Excuse me, I forgot to mute. You've been living for about 25, 30 years, but God doesn't know time. He doesn't dwell in time. God's way of operating in things is completely different than our practical way of doing it. And sometimes our biggest factor of us not going to the next level is our inability to trust what we do not understand. Stop trying to make sense of God's plan for your life while you're in the present. When someone has already planned out something for you, Jay, if you're doing a surprise birthday party for Jewel, she will be completely upset at the fact that she don't see the house decorated before she goes to bed the night before her birthday. Mm-hmm. She will be completely upset if she don't know your plans to throw this lavish birthday party. I don't know if y'all ever seen the way Jay goes crazy for his babies, but Jay goes crazy for the birthdays, okay? Jay and Tracy, they go crazy. You know, Tracy ain't really with all the extravagant stuff, but she like, all right, this is my baby. If this is what Jay doing, this is what we're going to do.
I mean, they're going to turn up.
But Jay go crazy, right? But I'm saying that if, just think as your daughter, who you've already envisioned all of this stuff that you're going to do for, got upset with you, started a fight with you, became disrespectful toward you, her father, in the thought process that you didn't have plans for her life or for her celebration, that you never thought to celebrate her. And it caused you to have to forfeit or push back another year for her to experience the celebration, because your birthday only come around so often. Your window of opportunity only comes around so often. And sometimes God pushes back the moment of him blessing us because we miss the point of trusting that he's our father and he has our best intentions at heart.
Number 6.
Went through the emotions that just come with the fact that you have to realize, you know what? I need an updated version of me. I had to say, I, Jill, in this state is not enough for that which I'm called to do. It's not, right. I wasn't enough. Yeah, I had work to do. It's still some work to do. And you can't get comfortable on any level, even if it's in the sweet spot, you cannot get comfortable. So thank the Lord for notification.
For the notification. Hey, let me tell you something.
And crash point. Yeah.
For all of y'all that's like, this my year. It can be your year. We got to talk about the year for what? I know you want to upgrade, but did you get the recent update? And if you're wondering why your life is out of function, if you're wondering why things are not quite working out, some of y'all is like, man, it just hit February. It just hit January. I can't believe this ain't working out. Did you get that recent update? And for everybody, that means something different, right? Like there are some things that you have to clean up. You know what I'm saying? Like I talked to one of my guys who's like a super Apple tech. He's like, yo, do you realize like what those updates are? Like they go in and fix things within the operating system. They go in and clean up some things. They go in and give some updates. And so there are some things internally that you might have to clean up. There are some things internally that you might have to tweak. There are some things internally that you might have to fix. So now you're operating, you know what I'm saying, in your full calling, your full purpose, and your full potential. Mm-hmm. And so what's dope, Mike, is you was like, yo, I get it. I see some gaps. I see the adjustments I got to make. And I'm willing to make the adjustments so I can win. And truth be told, no cap, bro. When we texted earlier, my first thought was he gonna have to make some updates. Like he gonna have to he make a few tweaks. We Gucci, but it won't work without those tweaks. Let me tell you something, fam. I'm in a different season now. I just talked to one of my homeboys. My big homie was like, "Hey, bro, what you doing different this year?" I said, "Bro, I'm putting the best people in the best positions. I'm no longer hiring friends. I'm no longer looking out for cousins. I'm no longer trying to cut corners. I don't care if it costs me double. I want the best people doing the best work for me. If I feel like I'm supposed to be the
best, if I feel like my company is the best, if I feel like I'm one of the greatest, if I'm on some GOAT status, I only want the best people working with me. I only want the most talented people working with me. I only want people who got pure love and respect and reverence for me. And if that's not you, I'm cutting you out of my life. If you don't operate with a spirit of excellence, I gotta cut you out. I still love you. I'm still coming from the big thing in the barbecue. You still might even get a holiday card from your boy, but you can't be in your sanctity. You can't be in that inner circle if you're not moving with me. You know what I'm saying? Can two or three together? Can you? Can two walk together? Lest they agree. And if I'm on phenomenal, if you on good, it don't work. You gotta
it
be
don't work. Come
exceptional.
On.
If I'm on exceptional. Period. If not, I'm gonna love you from a distance. I'm gonna chalk up the deuces. So, Mike, when you was like, "Yo, I noticed I gotta make some adjustments," I was like, "Ooh, I ain't gotta have no combo." Big dog already see what it is and gonna make the necessary adjustments.
Yeah. So you saying, brother, that some deleting has to happen with the upgrade too? Are you saying that? So, whatever you had before, you got to delete some stuff, like the circles.
That's all a part of resetting. See, this is the good thing about resetting. You don't always have to delete or stress about deleting when you're willing to reset. When you are willing to reset, it takes care of the things that you've thought about and the things that you didn't. Because when you're willing to reset, it says, God, I am willing to reprogram the entirety of the way that I've been thinking for so long that you can take the things that I know that it's hard for me to let go of and the things that you know is keeping me back that I haven't even considered yet. When you get a fresh slate of what of focus, of trials, of encouragement, of surrounding, of inner circle, everything that we're saying, it just depends on where your focus is of where you notice. But a reset sets everything straight again. So when it comes to deleting stuff, absolutely. But when you reset, when you reset, you take last week we talked about God, we talked about us releasing to receive, right?
What
this is that God is asking from us, from the things that weren't always good inside of us and good things that have already came to the end of its season. So when you reset, it's God is saying, give me everything. I want everything back. And sometimes if you don't understand and you focus on the fact that you don't understand what God is doing, you will miss out on what he's trying to do for you or what he has for you, because you're trying to make sense of what it is that you cannot understand. Only God is in charge of you. Only
he's
God is
like,
in charge
be obedient. He like, what I told you to do. Stop asking all these questions.
It's that obedience piece right there. But I was also going to say, y'all got to be careful with these ghost apps. You know what I'm saying? You can do a reset. And you think you could, but sometimes you just, you know, you have to be in the mindset that some of the things we have downloaded previously, they in that heart, they hardwired in your mind and in your heart. And them ghost apps, all you know how it'll refresh and you don't even know, you know what I'm saying, why your phone's off or whatever this thing. You got to be easy because I'm telling you. But I think the ghost apps are strategically placed. Because it keeps us and reminds us of our humanity, which keeps us looking now. I search for the update now, and as opposed to waiting for the notification to tap me on the shoulder.
Okay.
As opposed to waiting for the notification to tap me on the shoulder to do an upgrade, I look for it now. Those were that's the help of the ghost apps. When you realize that you've hardwired something, you know, in your life, in your mind, in your heart, you know what I'm saying? When you realize that you now, I have my job now is to, I'm not going to keep letting life dictate to me, Jill, you need to do upgrade. Why not be ahead of the game? Excellence says, go and check on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go and check and see where you are. If you're not growing, you're dying. You're doing the opposite. So, you know, this is something that, you know, for me, I have to be okay because it's easy to autoplane. It's easy to let our systems do it when you have to be intentional. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm learning. Yeah. So I just want to throw that in Jesus' name out there because your girl was real caught up on that.
No. I'm right there with you, man. Hey, look, so to give y'all a, you know, recap, you know, because I know we was even going here. I ain't text y'all nothing. about nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like what we're discussing today is the very fabric of next level living. Like at the end of the day, it's all about growth. Next level living is the constant pursuit to be everything you've been called to be. It's the constant pursuit. So we're not saying, even if somebody like, oh, Jay, you on that next level. Okay. But what that really mean? That just mean I'm on the next one. That don't mean I'm on the ultimate level. You feel me? Like, that's the beauty of next level living. It's like you're constantly striving for that next level. So Jill, I know some things you're working on. I know adjustments you're making. I know what lifestyle changes, what health changes you're going through. Like, I see all of that. Mike, I know what the conversations and what adjustments we've been having in, and how you're getting prepared to transition. And just know that the transition is preparing you for the position, bro. So this transition is going to be hard. But the transition that you're going through is preparing you for the position that you're going to have. You know what I'm saying? But while you're in transit, before he gives you that placement for where you're in transit to, like, he's like, okay, I got to figure out, I got to do some work within you. I got to make some adjustments. That's just how God do. He ain't going to never be like, all right, boom, I'm going to bless you with this. There are some things that you have to experience and go through throughout the journey. There are some adjustments you got to make. There are some updates that you got to have. There's some downloads you got to have, whatever, to be operating in your best space. And I'm telling every single person that's listening right now, I'm telling every single person that's watching us right now, ask yourself, do a self-reflection. What adjustments I got to make? If you are not where you want to be, if you do not have the money in the bank account, if you do not have the things in place with your personal life, if you do not have the family, if you do not have the respect, if you do not have the career, like you can't blame nobody else. Don't nobody control your life but you. God don't even control my life. Does he bless me? Yes. Does he favor me? Yes. Does he guide me? Yes. I got my own brain. I can choose to go out here and smash some. I can choose to harden my heart. I can choose to be evil. I could choose to be condescending. I had a very rough day the other day. I walked away from a conversation with Tracy and was like, I will not use my irritation and my frustration and talk down on her and talk condescending to her and have an attitude with her. What kind of man would I be? I'd be a man of good, maybe, but not a man of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be on some evil stuff. And so I'm telling y'all, whatever adjustments you got to make, whatever downloads you got to have, whatever updates you got to have, you cannot expect God to upgrade you until you allow him to update you. And so whatever you got to do, whatever improvements, that is what we call next level living, man. We see next y'all next week. Jill, thank you for being with us, girlie.
Number 5.
Brief, concise, 2 tips for husbands, Shan. I want you to speak directly to the men. Mm-hmm. Look right in this camera, speak to them. And surely, 2 tips for you, for wives, that they can take and implement in their marriage. And we'll go Shannon Shorter. Go for it.
First one is, guys, get out your feelings. Your feelings will betray you. Huh. You cannot trust your feelings. They are only interested in their own growth and nourishment, right? And so when you can get to a point where you can move outside of feeling and operate in principle, man, you're going to go definitely to the next level.
I love it.
This is called What's Love Got to Do with It, right? Yeah. It has everything to do with it and nothing. When Shannon and I were in our darkest hour, it was not the love that kept us together, right? And so a lot of times we feel like, well, I don't feel the love. Well, listen, you're not going to feel the love. There were times I told him it felt like rape when he touched me. We did not like each other, but it was the commitment that we had. And listen, sometimes it's just the kids, right? So you hear people say, well, I shouldn't stay for the kids. If that's the thing that's going to keep you there to work on it, yes, that is a perfect reason to stay.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So just get out of this mindset that you have to feel something in order to stay in your marriage and to work on it.
People often, I'm going to come back to you, Shan. People often say, when dedication runs out, what happens? I mean, when motivation runs out, I'm like, dedication kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
When love runs out, commitment kicks in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, my last point was...
Talking about the last one you gave or the last one
to
give?
Yeah, the last one I was going to give to the guys. We were talking about,
It's going to come back to you. Go ahead, Shirley. Give me your second one.
Definitely coming back.
This is to my sisters. You know, one of the things, and this is statistically, you could go on any platform, you could read any article, and hear the same thing from our men. Women have a hard time taking responsibility. We have a hard time being shown ourselves. And I've come to realize that women are very, very prideful. Like, men have egos, but women are very prideful. And the reason why we have a hard time being shown who we are is because the opposite of pride is shame. And we don't want to feel that shame because it is very painful.
Wow. Mm.
But let me tell you something. You have nothing to be shameful about simply because you're imperfect.
Mm.
We are all imperfect. The best gift, one of the best gifts you can give your husband is when he says, babe, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I see in you. This is where you can improve. This is the adjustments I think that you can make, is to sit back and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, you know what, babe? I can see where I could do better in that area. You're right. I'm sorry for making you feel that way. I don't want you to feel that way.
Mm.
Right? Eat it. Because that's going to give you the relationship you're actually fighting for.
Mm.
Powerful.
Your trials come to make you stronger. That's straight what the up. Bible says.
Yep.
Stop trying to avoid tough stuff in your marriage. Like, that's it's there for a reason. Because down the road, God knows you're going to be dealing with something. Imagine if we had not gone through what we went through back in 2006. When it came time to deal with health challenges, we wouldn't have been able to handle it. We wouldn't have been able to navigate that space. And so, we're so busy not wanting things to go wrong. It's not, things are always going to go wrong. It's how you manage it. It's how you move through it, and being committed to your commitment is what's going to get you through it. Mm-hmm. Don't stop running from those things that's going to make you stronger. Mm-hmm. Stop avoiding leg day.
Yeah.
You work out a lot, Jay.
Yeah.
You know that Chris would prefer
right.
to not do legs, right? Don't nobody want to do legs. I don't know if you like doing legs. I don't know if you enjoy doing right. legs, right? Very few people, but those people that can embrace leg day.
For sure.
Ooh.
Whole other level. That's rich, man.
Number four.
Father's Day brunch. And when everybody else left.
Make sure everybody else left.
My man waited till everybody left. And then we had a conversation in the kitchen. And I remember he was just like, bro, like, I feel a calling. Like, I feel like we should be working together. I don't really know what that looks like. And I was just like, I heard that so many times before. I mean, so many times before, and I'm just like, and I never know what God is doing, but I knew of him. So I was willing to even entertain him, but I'm thinking like, I ain't sitting at the time, I'm thinking like, bro, you got your own businesses, like you making money.
He was just like, and he was like, well, I'll pray on it.
Yeah, I was like, let's just, and we prayed. Mm. We prayed right there on the spot, right?
But I interpret prayer differently. Like when I say pray on it, when God convicts me in my spirit, man, it has nothing to do with what anybody else has to think, including my wife. When God convicts me in my spirit, man, I know I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer for me is not just in the traditional sense of talking to God. It's in doing something with God.
Mm.
So like that is prayer. So my prayer, when you said pray for something, my prayer was to invest in your conference.
Mm.
That was praying to pay, and not just pay for the conference, but pay for VIP.
Now this is my brother. So when I see Chris Crumpler register for VIP, I'm like, that's my dog. He should have just called me and told me he wanted to come. I said, this nigga done sowed a seed. So let's stop though.
So the sowing of the seed, because I didn't just want to have a relationship. I wanted to activate God. And I knew God wouldn't be activated unless I poured out first.
I'm going to make you say that again, Chris, because just in case somebody was driving and got a text message when you said that, I really want you to say that again, because you can break it down, but my God, it hit me just when you said that. You didn't just want to do what?
Yeah, I didn't just want a connection of I'm trying to learn something. Like, it wasn't about that. I had already had the conviction.
Right.
But I needed God to get activated. What? So when God has to get activated, you have to release something and you have to put a seed in the ground. So now God gets to work now because I don't know what's supposed to look like. We talked about that,
right.
But I know it was supposed to work.
Right.
So whatever God has in his hand, I'm going to put a seed in there.
Number three.
There's a dope aspect about being in a weird place. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the reason why I love hearing you admit that you're in a weird place and you don't have all the answers. Because you talk so much about leaning on God and how much God directs your life.
For like sure.
when you don't see it clearly and you give God permission to move ahead of what it is that you're able to see, he gets what he had in mind. Mm-hmm. He gets done what he had mm-hmm. in mind. Mm-hmm. And I really think that it's super dope when you can give God permission to be who he already is and do what he already has set for your life, even when things are looking cloudy with you. I think at that time is when the devil puts on his like a little Toby thing and like kind of just walks. It's just like, all right, you trust me now? Like, let me go ahead and show off for my son real quick. Let me go ahead and do for Jeremy what this next level was called for that he didn't even know was possible. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really proud of you for saying that publicly, that you're in a weird place and that you don't know, because when things start coming together, because your energy wasn't that it wasn't going to work out. It was just you just didn't know how.
Right. And a lot of the things that he's done, they have worked out and they've been successful. And so it's like, what do you do next after you've achieved a certain amount of success? You don't want to just keep riding that same wave.
Yeah.
You got to create a new wave.
Facts.
And so I feel like where you are is creating that new wave.
And number two.
But then I was feeling you when you said, don't have expectations. Is that what you said? Or you said lower them? Or you said don't have expectations?
No. It's not even lower them. It's don't have, when it's a new situation, you can go into it with the best intention, but having expectations is where a lot of people fall short. Like you can, I know that when you have expectations, it's a little bit, but now you can want the best, but expecting to receive the best is a little bit shaky.
Right. And I think it really depends on our personalities. I'm probably about to answer the question because I agree, but I disagree.
Okay.
Because for me, I go into every situation expecting the best, but I'm mindful it might not work out. Right.
Yeah.
I just started a new venture and I'm just like, man, this is the goal. This is what we're looking forward to. But at the same time, because it's business, I'm like, but if it doesn't, mm-hmm. so you know what I'm saying? But I'm still expecting. I expect the best. I'm expecting exceedingly abundantly, but I'm also disciplined enough in the spirit to where I know, you know what I'm saying, everything ain't going to work out. That's a flop, and I'm okay with that. So go ahead.
But then you got optimism and expectations. Optimistic is like, I'm you know, optimistic that things are going to work out. But expectations is not. I'm expecting that it's going to go this way, and this is how it has to go. I am more optimistic than expecting. Because, but again, what makes me expect to say this is the way it's going to go?
No, bar.
This is the way I want it to go. This is the way I'm saying it's you know, but I can't expect it to be exactly the way I want it to be.
Can we get some applause? Welcome back, Chris. Welcome back, Chris.
And to number one.
Wait, we got to go back.
Okay, let's go back.
Okay, so all these thoughts you...
Right,
get
so we're
to a
always
point of,
so we're always operating on this like autopilot.
Yes. Okay, mm-hmm.
And if we're in a sequence where we're only conscious of an hour and a half of our thoughts, mm-hmm. we don't have much time to control it. Mm-hmm. So that's where we use environment mm-hmm. to help us remove the friction and build better habits.
Okay,
so most of us are not in places, not in jobs, not in relationships mm-hmm. that are tailor made to who we are. Why? Because we lack self-awareness, so we can't choose things that truly serve us. Mm-hmm. We're choosing things that we think are for us. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in a vicious cycle of being in relationships, being in a job, being in friendships or whatever, it doesn't allow you to be in an environment that brings out the best of you or makes it easy for you to win. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a game that they can win at. They're just not playing it.
Okay.
Ooh. Facts.
Wow. Okay, so then when he gets in his head, you tell him, hey, you know, this is where we need to be. You get him ready for the stage.
Do you prevent that? Do you watch it to prevent
so
it?
So we have conversations. Me and Jay may have conversations 2-3 o'clock in the morning right beforehand.
Okay,
right.
So this is what...
So
this
Jay...
This is good.
What I came for.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure, yeah.
Jay may...
Hey, if I hit him with a random text like, you got a minute, he already know what it is.
I know what time it is. We tap in.
Yeah.
Jay may hit me before, like, hey, you know, whatever. And as soon as I hear his voice, I already know what state he's in.
Wow.
So I know how to approach him and meet him where he is and then take him to where he needs to go. So it could be personal, it could be business, it could be just some stuff with him, it could be whatever it is, because, you know, based on, you know, Next Level's brand, like, we want to service the whole person.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we don't want to just speak to the CEO. We want to service the man of God. We want to speak to Jeremy, the husband, the father, the individual. So I'm getting him prepared to, hey, what's your day looking like? Or how your energy needs to be? Or what's going on in the family? And then how that impacts what's going to happen in the business and what's going on with everybody on the team and what they need, right? Because he really works for everybody as the leader.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I'm preparing him to be a shepherd and a servant for everybody. And then everybody that's at the event for the experience. Right? So it just, it's a trickle down effect.
And with
so,
the triple mastery, go ahead.
You're asking a lot of questions, and it's a lot of excitement over here.
The thing about it is, with the triple mastery, how much more difficult is that? And what is that?
And I'm sitting here like, double dust. Chris, let me go. But I ain't gonna lie. Your questions have been so dope. I've been cool, like, chilling. But yo, like, I just got some excitement to bring in here. And I just got a question. Before I knew you, I heard of you. Once I met you, I always saw you, which I'm grateful for because of the person that you are. You my brother. But
no, he's
people,
our brother.
Our brother. You're
Thank
right.
You.
I was being selfish. I apologize. And we can collect. That's our brother. But how do you humbly be who you are without boasting to people who you are, because you sit quietly and you chill behind the scenes.
He's a mental ninja.
I didn't ask you. Jeremy, this is not about you.
I was affirming you.
No, you ain't. What?
What you were saying?
No, you about to try to master me.
He's a mental ninja.
That's cute, but he's going to say it better than that.
He said, how you know I don't boast? Look, I don't boast in front of you.
Jeremy said he's humble.
I know what I possess.
But this is my thing. Like, I see you, and now... Like, I know that you're dope from my experience, but the way that your mind works, I could never elaborate enough to ever give you credit the way that you can. Why don't you go around talking about yourself? Like, you're not the loudest person in the room. You're one of the quietest ones in the room. If people don't know you, sometimes they may walk past you without knowing that all of this exists. But if they knew this, they'd probably be bombarding you.
Oh, for sure.
That's why he don't say nothing. He don't want to be, but he don't like people like that.
But that's what I want to hear from him. Bro, why do you keep all this to yourself? And how do people find you? Like, all of that,
how
bro.
How do they find
First
him?
Off, what that's do you the mean? Bronx, man. He's a business.
He's a business.
I think, when we look at these things, these are psychometric tools that we're using. So people are...
Psychometric
tools.
What's that? For the sixth grade, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I don't know. I just want to know
it looks at the psychology of people, right? So it answers questions... How do you prefer to behave?
Okay.
What motivates you? Okay. And in what order do you process the world around you and inside you?
Gotcha.
And once you understand that and you study it, then you have knowledge of self. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't necessarily look to like say, hey, what's going on? Or feel like I need to prove myself because I'm secure in myself.
So I went from doing okay to now doing $500,000 a year from speaking and writing and it's been awesome for me thus far.
One gig, $18,000. Jeremy showed me what was possible.
The whole origins of our Next Level Speakers Elite program came from members of the Academy saying, yo, Jeremy, yo, ET, we need more. We want to travel with you guys. We need help with our marketing and our branding and our website. We want to be on stage with you guys. Like, we created this elite program for people who wanted more.
It's not about you are an elite speaker or, you know, you see yourself one day being number one in the world. No, it's you have an affinity for being elite. It's about understanding that excellence is the bare minimum and everything you do has to be elite. That's what the Next Level is about.
I can, I will, I must.
So when I think about our elite community, like, it's not just me and ET's goal to give you game. Like, we're gonna give you game, we're gonna give you resources, we're gonna have masterminds here in Atlanta and in different islands. Like, we're gonna provide you these marketing and branding services. We're gonna do that. But it's also me and ET's responsibility to put you in the best light, to have you looking so good out here where organizations view you as a top
professional speaker.
We're going to make sure that your brand looks as good as our brand, and the resources that we have, we're going to lend those resources to you.
You know, when I look at the full scope of what our Speakers Elite program entails, it's more than just the stages we put you on.
I'm so thankful to the Next Level Elite Speaker community for opening up this door. When they say they offer next value and the next level experience, they really do. And so huge thank you, Jeremy and his team, for opening up this opportunity to speak here at TEDx in Miami.
It's more than just the photos that our team will capture and produce for you. It's more than just the custom speakers reel we'll create and the website and branding. It's more than that. It's like a high level inner circle, right? A community of people who are all like-minded pursuing the next level. Man, in a nutshell, we're really a family.
You know, I spent thousands of dollars trying to find my place. It wasn't until I got here that I found home, and I owe it. You can't put a price on what y'all doing here.
I just feel like I finally like have a real family.
You know, people ask all the time, you know, is, okay, I make this type of investment, will I get my money back? Can I just be honest? You owe you, okay? You owe you. So we can't guarantee you engagements. But what we can guarantee you is you will be engaged. So you're going to have an opportunity to be with me. You're going to have an opportunity, like, to travel with Jeremy. Like, you are going to literally get an opportunity to shadow us. So you'll be at the gig. You'll meet, you know, the individuals that are responsible, event planners, the CEO or the COO or the director, who's ever there. You're going to understand philosophically what it takes to do this work. So I don't want to just give you game in terms of what you need to do to become the best version of yourself as a communicator that you can be. I want to put you in the game.
You know, what makes our Next Level Speakers Elite program so interesting is we're a very diverse group of people. Some are men and women who are pastors and engineers. Some are teachers. Some are entrepreneurs. Some are doctor this and doctor that. Many of them are retired professional athletes. But we all have one thing in common. They're all serious about dominating in the speaking space. The only question you got to ask yourself is, are you ready to go to the next level and become an elite speaker?
You know, don't think about it as spending money. Think about it as an investment. And don't ask yourself, you know, can I afford it? Yo, I want you to say to yourself, I cannot not afford to make the investment and do what I have to do for myself, for my family, and for my legacy.
It's probably one of the realest programs you're going to ever get into. I've been in the other programs. They trash. I tell the truth. They trash. Man, you giving us a chance to do to practice what God gave us on stage? Yo, man, he said it right. It's priceless.
I've never been a part of a program like this that is a one-stop shop. I'm talking about EPKs, your website, the curriculum, all the information that you need, templates, everything that you need to take your speaking game to the next level and do what I was able to do in such a short period of time and go full-time as a motivational speaker doing the thing that I love the most. If you are not a part of this program, you do not know what you're missing. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. I'll see you on the next level.
It's your boy ET. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to teach you. And more importantly, I can't wait to sit back and watch you blow up and change the world.